So I saw people here, we're at an art fair. I saw people buying big, expensive pieces of art and carrying them around. And I had to tell people, I used to be a commercial artist. I know all about the art world. It's all vain. Everything I ever did in commercial art world is fading away, is gone, is going to burn up. Everything you do in the world outside of Christ is going to burn up. I realized that all of my efforts in the business world, material things, art, status, wealth, it's all going to burn up and it's all going to go away one day. But that which you do in Christ is eternal. Your church attendance is going to be burned away. Much of it is sin, most of it's sin, and not of a holy God. Your worldly life is going to be burned away. Everything you do outside of Christ in your house, your TV, your Netflix, your pride, your vanity, your idol, entertainment, it's all going to be burned away. What are you living for, Americans? Ask yourself honestly. Pleasure? Burned away. Money? Burned away. Status? Burned away. Wealth? Burned away. Popularity? Burned away. Flesh and fun? Burned away. Yep, my sign will be burned away, ma'am, but not the words on it. My sign says, follow Jesus, not the culture. Repent, obey Jesus. Those are eternal words. Churches are lying. That's true. Obey Jesus, eternal words. So while my sign will be burned away, what it represents is eternal and will stand forever. What are you living for, American neighbors? Are you seeking Christ in spirit, in truth? Test yourself to the holy word of God. Do not be deceived. Judgment is coming. Holy is the Lamb of God. He's so worthy to be praised and lifted up. Jesus did not shed his blood for our neighbors to live a worldly life. Jesus shed his blood so that you would repent and come out of the world. Jesus shed his blood so you could be transformed and made new. Jesus shed his blood to call a peculiar people to himself, one fit for good works. What good works are you doing for God today, neighbor, at an art show? What good works will you be doing tomorrow in corrupt churchianity? Or watching the NFL football that I used to do? I'm no better. I'm different now. What good works will you do? The good works, Jesus said, my brothers, do the will of the Father. Ma'am, did you know that the cross and bumper stickers are pagan symbols that won't get you to the kingdom of God? Did you know that hats with Jesus on them and t-shirts are just lip service before a holy God? Did you know, neighbor, Christ wants your whole heart, not just your lip service? Did you know that he's coming in fire? He came as a baby the first time. He's coming in fire and judgment. Test yourself, ma'am. Give this to your husband. Test yourself. You got to go deep in the scriptures. You got to come out of this world. Test yourself. We love you, neighbor. Give it to him and let us know how we can help you. I gave your wife a gospel card. We love you, neighbor. Go deep. Go deep. Come out of the world and follow Jesus with all that you are. That's pretty awesome, I got to say, right there. A couple walked by earlier with kids in a stroller, and the man looked at me, and I thought he wanted a card, and then he kind of turned away. His wife just walked by, and I recognized her. He wasn't in sight, and I kind of entreated her to take one to give to her husband. She said, no, no, and I said, take one, ma'am, take one. She took it and walked away. He came right behind me, and I said, sir, I just gave your wife a gospel card, and he thanked me. He said, thank you, and he shook his head, and he took it. So sometimes that's led of the Spirit to implore people to come and seek the kingdom of God. Come out of the world. There's going to be a marriage supper of the Lamb. The marriage supper of the Lamb. You're invited to this glorious marriage supper of the Lamb. But there's a parable about a man who was invited to the marriage supper of the Lamb. A whole bunch of people made excuses and they didn't come. Then the king invites just about anybody, and a bunch of people show up, and there's a guy that doesn't come prepared without a garment. That means he didn't repent and cleanse his life for this glorious feast and marriage supper of the Lamb. That's going to be you. He gets tossed into outer darkness, weeping and gnashing of teeth, because he wasn't prepared. How are you going to be on judgment day if you're not prepared, having cleansed yourself in the blood of the Lamb? How are you going to be on judgment day as you live like the world? How are you going to be on judgment day as you're living in sin and worldliness? Test yourself, neighbors. We love you. Seek the kingdom.
God today, walking around in your idleness, in your sinfulness, in your pet idolatries, in your entertainment, in your sports, in your patriotism, in your immodesty. You're not glorifying God today. Did you wake up with the thought of God in your mind? The psalmist says, God is not in all their thoughts. Neighbor, if God is not in all your thoughts today, what are you thinking about? How are you going to fill your belly? What's on TV today? What sports game am I going to watch? How am I going to please my flesh today? Romans 8:8 says, no man can please God in the flesh. You must repent. Come out of the world. Come out of the art world. I used to be an artist. I know what it's about. It's full of pride. It's full of vanity and a waste of time.
Test yourself, sir, to the Word of God. Come out of the world. Judgment's coming.
The things that'll just turn to dust in 100 years. The Word of God endures forever. Conform to the Word of God. Lose your life for Christ, who is the Word of God. And you'll inherit eternal life by Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, his death, burial, and resurrection for the forgiveness of sin, for the shedding of blood.
Hey,
covering
sister,
us,
right now,
so that we can stand before a holy God on judgment day and have a chance.
Gotcha.
Very few are willing to lose their life for Christ. Very few are willing to be fools for Christ.
Ma'am, you got to come out of the world. You can't be set unless you're following Jesus
in
holiness. You
got to
come out of the world, ma'am. You got
to
come out of the world in righteousness, goodness, and truth.
Test your fruit today, neighbor. Are you living for Satan's kingdom or God's kingdom?
Test yourself, ma'am. We love you.
Are you living
for the kingdom
that's going to be burned up?
You got to come out of the churches. The churches are lying.
We're born again.
Test yourself through the Word of God. It says, prove all things. Hold fast to memory.
You know the gospel, sir? Could you tell it to us? Come tell it to us. You got to run. You're at an art fair. The things of this world are going to fade and go away, sir.
You're living for the things of this world, which will pass away, sir. You have to live for the next kingdom. The kingdom that will never fade. Jesus Christ made the narrow way. Very few are willing to be fools and preach the kingdom of God, which to the Greeks is foolishness, to the Jews a stumbling block. Christ shed his blood on the stake for the remission of sin because we could no way work our way to heaven by our own works. Without me ye can do nothing, saith the Lord. But because Christ died this death, on the stake became a curse, lived a perfect life, was buried and rose again to defeat death. We have a chance to be raised again with him by his same Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. But neighbor, you must be born again, and the only way you can be born again by the Spirit of God is if you forsake this life, is if you live for the kingdom to come, not for this kingdom, not for Satan's kingdom, but for God's kingdom. And this will make you different from the world. You'll stand out. You'll be sanctified for God. He'll make you separate, a holy people, set apart for himself.
Narrow path to eternal life. You got to repent.
You must be born again.
There's no hope outside of Christ.
And the fruit that you're born again, I want you to test yourself, neighbor. If you're claiming Christ today, the fruit is holiness, is obedience to the Word of God. It's not idleness, it's fullness of bread.
cutting we'll do one right here so we get it. All right, neighbors, we're here to love our neighbors in the truth of God. Let's talk about this word truth. In John 17:17, it says, "Thy word is truth, and you are sanctify them, his people, in truth." Jesus said in John 14:6, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man come to the Father but by me." This word truth, Ephesians 5:9, "The fruit of the Spirit is goodness, righteousness, and truth." Americans don't love the truth of God. Americans love to live lies and false ways. Americans love to live for themselves. Americans love, with the help of Satan and the church systems, to bend the truth of God. But if you're not in the truth, neighbor, you have not Jesus Christ. It's our job as street preachers to go and tell you the truth. Who's going to tell you the truth if we don't? The priests aren't telling you the truth. They protect pedophiles. It's true. The Pope did himself. It's a fact. It's the truth. The Catholic Church doesn't preach the truth. The evangelicals aren't telling you the truth. They're a daughter of the whore, the Roman Catholics. The media's not telling you the truth. You think politics are telling you truth? You think Trump or Biden are going to tell you truth? No. The culture's not telling you the truth. So here you go. The truth comes by the word of God, and unless you're seeking it, studying it, feasting on it, feeding on it, you don't have the truth, neighbor. Jesus talked about the parable, "Lest you build on the solid foundation." That's him. His word, his truth. Unless you build on that, you have no hope of eternal life. Guess what's going to come? The storms of life are going to come. They're going to wash you away, neighbor. This life is full of much tribulation, Jesus said in John 16. But if you're built on the firm foundation, man, if you're a believer, you got to come out of the world. You can't live like the world and just entertain through the world and go to church. If you haven't been transformed by the power of God, you're actually worshiping Jesus with your lips, not your heart outward, and you're going to be sent away. No worldly Christians, ma'am, are going to enter the kingdom of God. You have to be a blood-bought holy saint. We get a lot of people tell us, "I got it, I'm following Jesus," while they follow the culture. That is absolutely impossible. That's like saying, "I'm following my flesh and I'm following goodness at the same time." No, you can't follow your flesh. Good news, ma'am. You need some good news. Test yourself. Holy and righteousness leads the way to Christ. Truth leads the way to Christ. You can't just give lip service to God. You can't just pretend like, "Well, I have this head knowledge of Jesus, so I'm covered." No, you got to have, love you, neighbor. You got to have the walk from your heart that's been transformed to now obey Christ in spirit and truth. See, a biblical faith comes from the heart and then to the outside. The Pharisees put on long robes, but they had unregenerated hearts. Our transformation started from the inside out. I was a worldly, wicked, a fornicating, fighting, drunken man. But I repented and my heart was changed from the inside out. I began to obey God. I learned that the pagan holidays had to go, Christmas and Easter. I learned that Sunday church is not of God, it's of man. Actually, I'm not lying, sir. I can open the Bible and prove it to you. The word of God will be here when you're dust and powder. The word of God will be here when you're dust and powder, sir. So let's get back to what I was saying. I had to come out of the world. My heart was transformed. Then all of my sin had to be peeled away for the glory of God. Most Americans think that they can live in sin and claim Jesus. That's like spray painting mold. You can spray paint mold all you want. It's still mold underneath. You got to change or get rid of the mold, and then you got something. My heart was transformed by the gospel, the shed blood of Jesus. I realized what Christ did for me, beaten, battered, bloodied, and bruised. I no longer took it as a hobby. I took it as a transformed life. I took it to my heart to obey him in all my ways. The Spirit moved me and quickened me to righteousness. Do you hunger and thirst for righteousness, neighbor? Or are you hunger and thirsting for artwork today? Are you hunger and thirsting for food and frivolity? Are you hungering and thirsting to feed your flesh? What are you hungering and thirsting for on this day, neighbor? We love you enough to ask you that question. Are you seeking that which God would have you seek? Jesus instructs us to lose our life and to find it in him, not a church system. Don't find your life in fashion and pride and vanity. Don't find your life in material things that are going to burn up. Find your life in eternal things. Elon Musk is going to leave this life with nothing except sin on his record. So are you, unless you repent and are born of Christ, cleansed in the blood of the Lamb, and then work towards God's kingdom. Jesus said, put your treasure in heaven. That's what we're doing today. We put our treasure in heaven by preaching righteousness. Our treasure is in heaven by warning our neighbor in love. Our treasure is in heaven by spending our resources on the kingdom of God. What are your resources banked on, ma'am? What are your resources banked on, sir? What are you living for? What have you set your affection on? Colossians 3:2. Set your affections on things above. Philippians 4:8. That which is good, pure, true, worthy, noble, of good report. That's not the world. Test yourself, man.
Thank you.
Go deep in the gospel. Unless you go deep in the gospel, you'll be deep in judgment and weeping of gnashing of teeth, Jesus said. Jesus described hell more than heaven, neighbor. Wake up from your American spiritual slumber. America is dead in its sin and transgressions. Even the church systems, they're set for the wrath of God that's coming. The Bible says he's going to part the clouds. He's going to come back in flaming fire. And he's going to destroy all those that don't know God and don't obey the gospel. How about you? Do you know God, and are you obeying the gospel today? You're not if you're of the world. You can't obey the gospel and live like the world. You can't obey the gospel and follow your flesh. All sin can be forgiven. Your heart can be transformed. Blasphemy, the Holy Ghost is the only one that's unforgivable. But that can't even really happen today according to the context of what we're talking about. But your sin, you can be transformed. You can be made new. You can be washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. And we love our neighbors enough to tell you this truth. That Christ died in vain lest you repent and seek the kingdom. The narrow path that leads to eternal life.